famous story of Avraham sitting in the Pesach Ha'oyo, Kechoyim Hayoyim, he's sitting in the Pesach Ha'oyo the other day, 3 days after his Milo, in a lot of pain, sitting by his oil, and in the heat of the day, Akash Bro brings out the Chaman in Artika, brings out the sun from its covering, from its case, boiling hot. And Avram goes through a whole Pai Maisa, the Torah goes through Barichas of a whole story of the chesed that he did, that he went out of his way. To go provide food for 3 Arabs traveling on the way. And the Torah goes by Richus. And this whole story of Avram, the 3 Arabs. I need a little beer. Reminds me, Noah, because I'll tell us, Laita Eishel. Avram had an Eishel, he had a house, Achila Shtia, Levia. He had a place, a Pundak. He had an inn. He had a place. Soup kitchen, we'll call it. And he was constantly doing chesed. Here, the Chayra, at the end of the day, Avram didn't end up doing any chesed. The Maisa, they made believe like they ate. At the end of the day, they didn't eat. They were malachim, disguised. They were people disguised malachim. At the end of the day, Avram didn't really do anything for them. They didn't need to eat. They may believe like they're eating, and then at the end of the day, the Maisa, a lot of them don't eat before they say Rice Krispies for breakfast. Sorry. They might like curry yolk, but they don't eat Rice Krispies. They don't eat lamb and tongue and all these things. So why the Torah goes through a whole parasha, a whole description of everything, and then at the end of the day, the Maisa, it wasn't really the chesed for anybody. And yet, we have so many, Avram did many, many chasana for real people. Avram opened up a soup kitchen, and he would make a deal with them. He said, come into my house, I'll give you, but make sure you say your brachas, make sure you bench HaKadosh Baruch, because the food comes from him. Avram would go on with the whole thing, and Mekayim everybody through it. And so many stories where Avram did chesed, and constant chesed, that the B'Sofo Shel Dovar, the result was a true chesed. He fed people, he had them feel gizat, they were full. He walked out of his house, mamish, fully loaded. And the Maizah made go on their journeys. And here we have a whole story with 3 Arabs, who really malachim, who didn't need to eat. And yet the Torah goes with Arichos Gedoyla. What Avram did, and back and forth, at the end of the day, they didn't really need it. Why the Arichos over here? And not when the story would have ended up being a true chesed. Interesting to notice, right after the parasha of Vayera, of Avraham, we have the parasha of Stoyim. Stoyim v'amoyra, v'Hashem himtia. Stoyim v'amoyra, Hashem brings sulfur, brings fire, brings destruction on the city of Sodom and Amorah. The Chatoim Ma'oid Ma'oid. And it's interesting that Mamish juxtaposed Ubosai. It's the word in the article on the point. It means right next to each other. The Parashia is right, Avram. In fact, it says, Chazal, the Pasuk says that right after Avram finished the whole Parashia, sending them a spoon in the Malacha by Yashkik up and they started. So we know the parashat Avad, that was the next shlichus, but it seems to be there's a deep connection between And third of all, the pasuk says, "Vashem amar mechasa ani me'avrom asher ani oisa." All of a sudden, the malachim look on Stoim, and Hashem says, "You know what? It doesn't seem right that I'm holding back. I'm hiding this from Avram. All of a sudden now, I mean, Hashem already decided lechayra to destroy Stoim. But Avram hoyu oily goy kol va'otzim livachu goy kol goyahoretz. I'm gonna hide from Avram. It's not right." I know that him and his future children are going to go in the way of Tzedaka v'chesed. Therefore, it's not right to hide from him. That's a speech without Avram, and therefore, it's not right to hide. What's that doing exactly in the parasha? Fourth Shaila, Rabbi Yisai. We're just going to ask Shailas today. We're not answering. No. Anyway, Lemaisa, four Shailas is a big Shaila over here. There's still here, Rabbi Yisai. We're back to Lloyd, because I know even when we discussed him last week, it still bothers me. Another problem with Lloyd, Rabbi Yisai. Stoim v'amoyer v'isai. Everybody's talking about it, v'isai. Stoim v'amoyer. We talk about Stoim v'amoyer. This week's parasha, they got mamish destroyed, yishmetit, wiped out. The whole Stoim v'amoyer is mamish, no more v'isai. Lloyd's wife turns into a pillar of salt v'isai. Anybody wants to see it, next time Rabbi Yossi Kron goes on the trip, we'll see it. The pillar of soy, Tilot's wife, and we'll say, make a prophet, the Lord said. You see Baruch dying her MS. You see, Lloyd's wife, Mom, she turned back, she turned, he told him not to turn back. Get out of here, we're destroying, he's running for his life. Mom is like a banshee, trying to get out of Saturn. He's always running around. And the Malachim say to him, listen, Lloyd, great idea, go to Avram. Go back to Avram. Go to Avram now. You would think of a person that was with Avram and he had Hatzlacha. He became a wealthy man. Everything was going good. He picked down to go to Sodom. What happens? His children, his Adams get burnt up, destroyed in the fire. His wealth, everything he wants to serve his wealth, everything gets wiped out. The Malach will say, do yourself a favor, go back to Avram. No, I'll go to this mountain. I'll live out my life over there. I'm not going to go back to Avram. So I tell the Gazakh, a man that was an intelligent person, so he was a nephew of Avram. After everything, after everything, you saw everything, the mamish destroyed in front of you. Your whole life, your house, your boy, everything. Your family was taken, everything. Now you have a chance. Go back. Go back to Avram. Here's your opportunity. Live out your life in tshuva. Do something with your life. They said, no, but what happened? But Sefer Shaldor Abbas for that choice. Sefer Shaldor. And he said a good cheshbon again. He said, well, if I go to Avram, he's a tzaddik, I'll be looked at as a Russian. Here, he thought he was saving. How much a person invents in his mind. He thought he was saved because of his own tzfusim. If I go to Avram, I'm not looked at low, I might as well go somewhere else. So Shadov, he ends up living with his daughters. The Busha, if Avram had to run away, if that again would be near him, the Busha that caused Avram. It could be Mida, connected Mida. He ran away from Avram, so Avram, after that Maisa ran away. He didn't even, couldn't even stay near him, and he was a Busha to the whole world. That Lloyd lived with his daughters. It was like, what had come out from? Plus, a small decision, what do you do? Go back to Avram, change your life. No, it's not good, and it goes into a cave, and it goes into a hotel, and it's not. And why is it Peladic a voice that? Because it brings to me something that's so thing, and I'm talking to myself also a voice that. Peladic is not a voice that. Everybody's talking about it, a voice that. Everybody go around, she's on every world news station now. Everybody's talking about it, it's telling me, coming over to me, a different report. You know, my grandfather's Mercedes was swallowed up by Sandy, and this thing, his guy's house was washed away, and this town has no electricity already. 24,000 people have no electricity, and this every 40-75 people, houses were burnt up in fires, and this guy was telling me last night. That the whole county in New Jersey, I don't know which county, one county, Mamish, house washed away. I saw a picture on the Ted Demmer, my neighbor has another house. I was looking at the picture in front. picture, and it says in the picture in Hebrew, this is all that's left. This guy's house. You see an American flag there. It's all the left of his house. I see a guy looking for his house, walked away, totally. Here it is, just the American flag, the American dream. It's not only a dream now. That's what's left. Just the American flag with the American dream. Nothing left. People's whole fortune. A guy, Tom, reminded me last night, he said, maybe you won't believe it. And he said, I don't believe it. I have a good friend. And it's talking never. We have to, our heart goes out to the down people. Some people, we sit here and it is the next day. We go back onto the Yeshiva World. What else happened? Yeah, Manhattan, the battery tunnel stuff with 13 tons of water. Very nice. There's no, right? The people, a new idea. Well, first of all, our personal heart has to go out to these people. But some people that talk to people are living out of their homes. We, you know, we look at a thing and we never think about it. Usually think about third world countries in New York City, or, you know, the American, you know, the Americans, and they have everything. And now there's people living in other people's homes. Many people don't have homes. People in shelters, people, you know, whether you're Yid or not, it's not human beings, or especially Yid, of course, they have to go out. People don't have electricity. It's cold. It's just a storm. But 3 days ago, people had living conditions, normal living. People are not living in normal conditions. People are living by their parents. Families are living by their relatives. It's a balagan god. People don't know what to do for Shabbos. There's no electricity. It's mamish but not partial. Thomas, I told me that his niece, that his son, she fainted and had to take him by helicopter to the hospital. Everything's not, it's mamish, very, very not partial amounts of us. So first thing, our heart goes out. But second of all, everybody's talking. Guys, so Thomas tells me, last night, you saw my friend, he just put a $5 million house right on the harbor, in Bell Harbor, whatever that area over there. It's gone. It was completely destroyed, the house. This is destroyed, and that's destroyed, the side. Did you see the pictures? Mamish, devastation. Devastation. It's the first thing we have to realize. That's the first. Are we learning anything from this? Very nice. Every guy comes with a new idea. And this thing, you know, here, there's a bus that's turned upside down and it's floating down the wind. People have standing outside the bus with paddles, and they're paddling down the brook, like the Mississippi River. They're going down the Mamish, down the Orange County, the buses. A guy told me, you won't believe it, they had a picture on Yeshiva World News, the guy jet skiing down his block. Well, they're very nice, but what's the word? What's the hot scale? First of all, you see that there's nothing, Brian Trump's in charge of the world. The biggest, you know, most intellectual, the technology. Come on, let's stop it, get the warplanes. Let's get the technology, something, this, boom, they can't do nothing, just water, that's it. Hershem was once said, until here, the ocean should be. I was one flying over, and last time my trip to America was flying over, it's unbelievable how big the water is as compared to the land. And you look over, going on an airplane, you're looking out onto the vast world that's out there, you look at an airplane, you see there's so much water compared to the land. And no, you have a big question also, why isn't that water just swallowing up that land? It doesn't make sense. You see, mamish, big areas of water, large areas of water, and next to small things of land, the Chora doesn't make sense just to cover that also. Chazal tell us, the Baruch Hashem said, die. That's it, until here the water goes, until it doesn't go. But if Kosh Bo says, die, and the water goes further, and it's not die, it'll die, then it just covers everything. And Rahman was telling people are Nezva. From the water, but the bunch just has to say, what's one thing? No, stop, come on, get those machine guns, come on! Can't do anything. Air warplanes coming in, nothing, just some water comes in, and now it has salt in it, and as I was storing by Moira, it just destroys everything, and that's it, it's swallowed up, there's nothing to do. We'll come out, like Chazal said, by the marble. You know, we'll come out, Rosham, the Etzemayom is there, you know, so they're going to that table. Come out with axes, we're going to break the table. That Rosh says, I'll show him, but in the middle of the day, it's going to come to Marble. You won't do one, nothing, zero, nothing, you can't do anything. You're going to your homes, you'll wait it out, see if you'll make it out alive. That's what the Rosh Hashanah showed. The British was in control of the world, even in the strong America, with everything of that. No power, poles are down, houses are destroyed. Rahman al-Islam, our heart goes out, but we have to learn a universe. Guys are walking around talking about. About this, did you hear about that? And then they're going to, and I will go on to Yeshiva World, we'll see something else happen. This happened, that happened. Manhattan is covered in water. There's so many stories. What are we learning? So one guy said, the biggest dream, Rabbi Yisai, a guy told me, the eye of the storm, Rabbi Yisai, was Atlantic City. Oh, let me try to figure out what the rem is here. Well, the A is for Aleph, so maybe you have to eat an apple. Atlantic City, Rabbi Yisai, is not known as the most sneeze sticker of all the Gemara. And someone told me, and I thought said it also a place called Jersey Shore. I don't know what goes on there. Some of you guys also don't know what goes on there. But the Maize Jersey Shore is supposed to be a place of Mamish big learning in that Torah. But besides that, I don't know if that's true, but there's a different thing that goes on Jersey Shore. He told me it was wiped out completely, this Jersey Shore. Mamish covered over. Sodom Vamoyra. Atlantic City got the eye of the storm, but there's no bigger limo, the voice said. I don't know what's going on in Atlantic City, but I don't think the most sinister things are going on there. And comes an eye of the storm version in New York and destroys, Mamish knocks down Atlantic City. It's a double repeller. But there's a limo, there's a Haskell. We have to think a little bit that the version of the control of the world is showing it very, very clearly. And he's showing that he's not happy with what's going on in the world. Now, we're not Nevi'im to say it, but Avada, the version brings destruction. There's a limit of Musa Haskell, but we have to learn from it. We just talk about what this, and wow, it's unbelievable, and it's for this, and this, and that. It's very nice, but it presents the words of things. That's to learn that, and this was the pillars of love, of light. He sees a whole destruction of us, and we're not different. We say, oh, wow, Lord, it's terrible what he did. He ran away. Are we different? We turn around. Okay. What's on the next page? Oh, Romney against Bob. Very interesting. Turn to the next page. If you're allowed to turn to the next page. But anyway, but what does he mean? The person should stop on that page and say, ah, this is unbelievable. Look what's going on. The person was married. It's going up in the world. If only, the person will come to me and tell me that this is the true thing. He's showing you. What else do you have to know? The most powerful nation that they consider the world. All the technology they have. The biggest atomic bomb. They can go into deep bunkers, deep into the earth. They can blow it up. And they can attack the biggest nation, destroy it. They go into Iraq, Afghanistan, whatever they want, controlling the world. And they can't stop the water. They can't stop the water. Blow the water. The water from the sink. Turn it on, George. Can't stop it. The water comes in. Zell, call the Coast Guard, call who you want. Destroyed, Manhattan destroyed. They said months and how many millions and billions of dollars of destruction of those. Houses washed away, nothing to do. You can't do anything. Call Hashem Alamoyim, the Baruch Shem's in control of the world. That's what you have to do. The first thing everybody has to stop and say, the Baruch Shem's is the Boyle Oilam, the man who is controlling the world, and he's going to say what's going to happen. We said so, very nice. We thought about it a little bit. And right after the Shonen came out, the Kosh Bo's Shonen with Maisa. Because the Kosh Bo's running the world. But Lloyd sits there and he sees this whole dismamage. He sees Sandy. He sees Hurricane Sandy in front of him, Lloyd. Worse than Hurricane Sandy. Everything's destroyed. The guns are shot, gone to rubble. His family's destroyed in it. Every wealth that he had was a very, very wealthy man, Chazal say. Lloyd, Mamish, he was very, very common. When he came back, he was wealthy, and he had a lot of property. He invested a lot of real estate in Saddam. Wiped out. Destroyed. Destruction. You would think for 1 second, okay, Lloyd, stop for a second. His wife, his only wife, he's married, and he turned into a pillar of salt. What more? And there's nothing left. He has him and his two daughters. That's all that's left of his life. Turn around and do something about it. Change your life. Because Bo's showing you. He brought you to Malachim to help you escape. She saved your life. Think for a second. What did you have life for now? Oh, can't go to Avram. Need a break. What does he want? He wants his tithes. That's all he wants. Well, that's the Yisoid of Yisai. The Yisoid of everything of Yisai. The Yisoid of Avram, but we want to know what's the goddess of Avram. Avram, we learned about Avram. We learned about Avram in all these parashiyos. What's the goddess of Avram? We want to tighten it up in a very, very short, sweet tightship. What is the goddess of Avram? The Gaza or something, we say every day, Masosa is the father of Neman. The soul of Avram is his heart, was Neman for Necha, his heart wanted to do what Hashem wants. That was the soul, was it? And that's the soul. What is in our minds? What's in our minds? I think everybody understands. I think you don't understand also the problem of what's going on in our minds. The Adada Yoy! You should know very, very much in your mind. Understand the Kodesh Bros, who are the kid, they know you know. Many people understand. The problem is, as she voices out, they have to bring it to the heart, and your heart should desire it. The goddess of Avram, the boy said, he wasn't, his goddess wasn't. Nothing to do with his mind. People call, oh, Avram was the one who put monotheism to the world. He was the greatest philosopher. There was no greater philosopher than Avram. So Rashi Chagiga Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. So the goddess of Avram, Mayofu Pa'amaya Bas Nodif. What is the greatness of Avram? Says Rashi Shenod for Liboy Lahakes Boy. Your soul is very simple. His heart wanted to recognize Hashem. He donated his heart. He put his mitzoynos. His heart was for Hashem. That's all. Umatzasa Es Lavavoy Nemot for Necha. His heart was true, was faithful, and that was the soul. The soil is the place that we have so much desires in our hearts, we have tithes in our hearts. And it could be we know with the deepest knowledge what the right thing to do, but we get overwhelmed. The heart, the desires overwhelms us, encompasses us, swallows us up. That marble of Ritzonos, the desire is like a marble. It's knowledge, it desires it, and it destroys it, pushes forward. It doesn't let our mind think. The soil of life is Rahman and Liba, but Hashem wants our hearts. He wants our hearts. He was wrapped up Lord in his taibas. The taibi vakish nifras of the Gemara in the Hoyrius, Zuloit. Taibi vakish, he wants to be alone. He'll never join himself, he'll never come to anybody else. He wants his taibas, that's what he wants. And therefore, since he was mishubin, since he was subservient to his taibas, he will never change. Because he made a shita. He decided then, there and then, when he broke up from Avram, Yefshiba Avram, Yefshiba Lukov. I don't need Avram, I don't need this God. Why? Because the Taibis became his, what he lived for. His Taibis, his Mitzoyness, his desires became his shita Sachanim. That's what I'm going to live for. I'm living for my Taibis. So even deep down, he tried to be a fraud, you know, do things that were nice, but he was living totally controlled by his life. And therefore, when it came a logical decision, Lloyd, it's clear, it's so clear. You're destroyed, your house was taken away. Your family was taken away. Your wife was taken away. Lloyd, it's so clear for you the path now. Go back to Avram. You had everything with Avram, and now you have nothing. It's so clear. You can't make the right decision. It is mighty people who knows it. Titus. How am I going to live with Avram? I don't want to live with Avram. I don't want to be squashed. I don't want to be, you know, live that type of lifestyle. I got to be a certain type of lifestyle. I want to live, you know, modern Orthodox. Come on, man. You want to live with the timeless. You want to have your 71 channels cable and go to shul every week. Of course, I want to go to shul. I want to go to the congregation. Oh, hey, shalom. I want to be a member. Congregation Oyev Noshim. I want to be a part of that congregation of Ada. Of course I want to be. Everybody comes to church so beautiful, especially on the other side of the chitz. To be here at the Shabbos, you know, everybody greets each other, everybody kisses each other, about the Shabbos. It's very, very close. It's Oyev Shalom. We have a lot of Shalom here. I've Shoy, I've Malka, I've Sorry. It's all out of Oyev in this community, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, the rabbi, you got a good contract, he loves the shul, because everybody kisses him also, Baruch Hashem. He does what a Shinoi. But anyway, he doesn't kiss on the lips, only his nose. But I can't go to the frum congregation. They're just, you know, too frum for me. Come on, George. You want your time? You want to live? You know why? Because you have to give up the cable TV. have to take away those channels that are not so sneers, you know, the channels that have Adam Arishim Koydim Achet, those channels. You gotta give up this, you gotta give up that, you can't have certain magazines in your house, you know, to be a, you know, a little bit more from me, you gotta give up the timeless. You wanna live in your timeless, be honest. No, it's nothing to do with that. You know, in that shul, they're not so friendly here, everybody's friendly, there's no kissing going on that shul here, everybody kisses. Come on, you know, I'm a man of peace, I love peace. It's not true, but a person knows deep down that the soul it is in front of me, but what's going on in the life? What's going in the heart? What does he want in his soul? He wants his tithes. And therefore, the most logical decision is better for your children to go to that shul. It's better for your family, they won't be around who knows what. But he is living in his tithes. He's subservient, succumbed to his tithes. He's overtaken by them, and he can't make the right decision. Because he became a shita, because his time is controlled, became a shita, zakayim. It became, he made it for it. I'm a halachayim, that's it, that's how I'm living. And in his mind, he thinks he's living in the right way. Lord Mamish believed it 100% he was living in the right way. This is the soil of Baisai. We have to be really ready of Baisai. We have to be ready and willing to do what Hashem wants. That's the soil of the command Hashem wants to lay. But so it says, love on never, for never. And the parish we see, I've always asked to do so many things, and the Chor defied logic. It defied logic. And when it went so much against logic. But at the end of the day, the front changes. Whatever Baruch Hu wants, in his mind, to go to do an Akedah was so against logic. Not Mamish. It was just the opposite. He was teaching to the world that this is not that type of religion. We don't do sacrifices of children, of family. We don't do human sacrifice in this religion. This religion is a religion of love, of harmony. That's what the Goyim were preaching. Hashem, tell him, take his son. That's what you want. That's what I want. He named me. You want me to do a bris mila? You want me to do something that's painful to the body? We don't teach that in Judaism. Forget Judaism preaches. That's supposed to damage the body. That's supposed to afflict the body. You want me to do that? You name. That's what you want? That's what I want. You know why the Torah goes to the lens of this story of Avram? It's very simple. Because it shows Enochanami, he reminds the end of the day, didn't do a chesed. But it shows the lens of how much he wanted to do chesed. And that's what Ikin chesed is. Ikin chesed is not because they write your name in all the newspapers. All the things, philanthropist, he gives $1,000 and then only comes to the door and no one knows about it, he smacks him in the face, get out of here. Only, he's got your name on a building, George Mackenstein, soup kitchen, make sure you spell my name right on the building, G-E-O-R-G-E, George, make sure it's right. Someone comes to his house, the shuluch. $500, get out of here. I thought you were the famous Baal Chesed. Yeah, but what am I going to get from you? Well, he's there. I'll get my name on a wing of a building. Want to get it on a chicken wing? I don't want a chicken wing. I want it on a wing of a building. Chesed is, no one, it's not so normal. Three Arabs come to your house, and you're boiling hot. You have to bris milah. And you go out, and as the Ramban writes, this Jesus that he ran. Mamish, unbelievable. That's what the Torah brings it out. It's not so much what he did, the result. It's what he was ready and willing and able to do. The chesed. How much his heart was just that all he wanted to do was give. All he wanted to do was to help somebody else. That was what his heart's desire, the utmost desire, whether it's going to come to fruition, not going to come to fruition, that's not important. But it's important what's in the heart. And it was this gala, this mice, and how much heart Avraham wanted to put into it. Everything he gave to give to three Arabs, who if you didn't know, would know about it. The stone was the opposite. The stone was just involved in self-gratification. That's what we have right next to the parish. And Avraham Hashem said, how can I hide this from Avraham? How can I hide this? How can I hide this whole story from Avram Avinu? Avram Avinu is the antithesis of Chesed. With this Maisa Chesed, he brought out the Bida of Chesed to the highest form. And maybe, just maybe, Avram could. His Chesed will come out even more. And he'll try to, as he did daven for them, and try to even these Rishayim, just like he did for the Arabs. It'll bring out even more how much Avram wants to give. But in contrast to the Maisa, that's why it could be that they were punished so severely. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu was kilo, it was a deep contrast. That Avram was the epitome of giving. The Paravadir of life. And they were the epitome of tithing. They were the epitome of self-gratification. They were the epitome of taking for themselves, of taking. It was a direct contrast. That was the stira. The Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I can create a world for this. I created a world to give. I created it to do good, lasu stoku mishpat. I created a world, the world should be a place of chesed, of that self-gratification, just being involved in yourselves, just think about yourselves, think about others. The storm is the epitome. Chatoim, Miroim, Lashem, Ma'oid. All they're involved in self-gratification. How much, not only with this nusa, but they were so the opposite that mamish, the chazal bring, that's what caused the whole dad, the last thing, the one little girl, the young girl made and gave a tutor to an ani, they mamish destroyed her, because chazal say, unbelievable zacha, the Gemara says, they chopped her up into mincemeat, and they put honey all over, and the bees came and were stinging her. Because she gave it to an Ani one time, and loyalty, he was trying to give it to a little chesed from Allah, but they surrounded his house, were trying to destroy him. Unbelievable, what's going on here? It's all the antithesis of the creation of the world, and the person just involves himself, self-gratification, his behaviors. But God doesn't want that. He wants the hearts. He wants the hearts to be giving, the hearts to be doing, the hearts to connect. What we have to learn about this. We have to such a mob, such destruction, such an unbelievable Yad Hashem in the world of Boisai. That's the first thing everybody has to stand up and say. This Yad Hashem, no one said anything. I didn't hear anything. Everybody's telling me how many and how much and how big and this. Did someone stand up and say, this is from the Ibn Shalom? Only from the Ibn Shalom. How could it be in the battery tunnel of Boisai? It doesn't make sense. First in 100 years, the battery tunnel's filled up. The Lincoln Tunnel, filled up with water to the top. Doesn't make sense to us. You need a submarine to get it to work now. And houses and destruction, fire. Who would think fires? Okay, water came. We had the fires. Houses blown away from fires. Destruction, and who yes and who not. It's Yad Hashem Mamish. One block of Boisai. All he told me down this, somebody mentioned this, another guy called us. All he said, that a tree, Mama's tree houses down from his house. A tree, Mama's landed smack, a big, big tree in the middle of the house. Mama's split into half, tree. What's up, it's that house, that's what I'm saying, against those Chas V'Shalom, I don't know, they're going to the Yidin, I don't know who they are. I'm not sure, but everything's going to Shemayim. Shemayim runs. Me, yes, me, yeah. Who has electricity? Who doesn't have electricity? It's all Yad Hashem. But what are we learning from it? We'll walk around for the next 2 weeks, and if we don't learn anything, there's all Chas V'Shalom. I'll say, Bereshit was coming to teach a lesson. We don't learn from Chas V'Shalom. But the Gemara Chazal, what the Pesukim say, but the B'tor L'cha, Techlim Mikari, if you go with me by chance, oh yeah, it happened to be, there was a tremendous storm, coast of Havana, Georgia, Fidel Castro was blowing his cigar too much. And the wind started blowing too much, and all of a sudden everything came up from Cuba. It was a scandal. It was this. Who planned it? It was really Obama for the elections. It was this. It was that. Everybody makes, you know, speculations and this. The Sefer Double missed the lesson. The eye of the storm runs through Atlantic City, Jersey Shore, wiped out. What's the lesson? The lesson is that what Moshe should have learned from this. The Hershel wants the heart. The Hershel doesn't want to be with self-gratification. That's what's going on in Atlantic City, I'm going to say. Self-gratification. That means tithes. That's what's going on in Jersey Shore, listen. Self-gratification. Just involved in how much more time I can be involved in who knows what and who knows where. If we don't learn from this, Chas v'shorah, Rebbe Hashem says, Chas v'shorah, if we don't learn, so then vayta. I have to bring more things. That's what you learn. Rebbe Hashem doesn't want to bring on this on devastation, star, Rebbe Hashem. Nothing's for nothing. Rebbe Hashem doesn't punish, doesn't bring anything to the world for nothing. There's a lesson. He's trying to talk to us, Rebbe Hashem. He doesn't like to change the bria for nothing, but he tries to talk to us. If we're not listening, sometimes if you're not listening, you have to talk louder. I think we all, every single one of us who was, we weren't there. I mean, this guy just got out just before, he took a plane down to who knows where, right before. It's like where we are in the world, everybody's affected. We have relatives, friends, people that we know that were affected by the storm of us in a very serious way. And even if not, was it just used to everybody? You know, Baruch Hashem today, we have even the yeshiva, we have a computer with to see pictures. Everybody see the picture, the devastation. I was like, oh, you wouldn't keep super. You see Yad Hashem, you see Mavish. Someone told me there's no more. He told me the Atlantic City, no more. There used to be a boardwalk. I'm not sure that we used to learn soys on that boardwalk. I'm not sure, maybe. But there's no more boardwalk anymore. No more going for a stroll with the soys on the boardwalk. Or with other things on the boardwalk. There's no more boardwalk. It was wiped off the map. Devastation. Just see the picture. It's unbelievable. So what does that teach us? Moshe just sent a powerful message. What are we doing about it? Talk more about this and this and that and this and that. Moshe has to sit with himself and say, the Moshe was talking to us. What am I doing about it? Can I change a certain way to Moshe? Can I think about a way that I can get better? That I can work at my heart. I can make my heart more subservient to Moshe Baruch. A small way, do something. Work on chesed, try to help somebody else. Try to abstain from certain times, a little bit. But certain times that we have, going to look at certain things, or going to do certain things, let's stop that a little bit in a certain way. You stop on a bit, it'll also be good. But try to pull away from the things that are leading us to destruction, the soy that form is very partial, self-gratification. If a person gets too much involved in that, that leads to self-destruction. That's the lesson. You're going to self-destruct if you don't stop that self-gratification. Because Baruch Hu wants you to use your lave, your hearts, to give. To be less involved with yourself, be more involved with others. To be more involved even with yourself, but to help others. To want yourself to improve yourself. Use your heart to help yourself, to improve yourself. Do chesed with yourselves. But do chesed. Give. Give to yourself the chance, the opportunities to improve. But learn how to look outward. Learn how to look to other people. Learn not that everything's about myself and my enjoyment and my pleasures and my self-gratification and everything about myself. That's only destruction. That brings destruction to the world. That brings destruction to the person. Learn about helping. Learn about improving. Learn about connecting. Learn about being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Learn about taking this heart, this unbelievable heart that we have that could be so good, and turning it towards Hashem and finding what the true Ratzon Hashem should be. You learn these lessons, Rabbi Sayyid. That this storm, this tremendous, devastating storm that Kadosh Baruch Hu brought on the Bria, will be an unbelievable lesson. Musa Haskel, that Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon, that the storm was supposed to accomplish, will be accomplished. If Stoyim Va'amoyim were wiped out, if Moyim would have learned the lesson, it could have been with Shukufa Faloit. I mean, it had to be destroyed also, but if he would have learned the lesson, who knows, Rabbi Sayyid? This is an unbelievable Zahra, Rabbi Sayyid. Lloyd went and lived with his two daughters. What came out? Amon and Moab. Lo Yavoi B'Kal Hashem. Those two nations can't come B'Kal Hashem. They came from an act of self-gratification. They came from an act of self-gratification. That's not the Klal Yisrael. We're not involved in that stuff. Amon and Moab came from an act of self-gratification. And that's what Rabbi Moore says in Oireus. Hashem wanted to prove that all Lloyd was after was as his own tithes, Hashem fed him his own children at the end. Self-gratification, Vayova Ba'am Hashem. The daughters had a different kavanah on the tithe. They had a good kavanah. They thought the world was destroyed. They thought they were saving the world. That's why you're allowed to marry the daughters that come out. The daughters had the right kavanah. The Lloyd's kavanah was self-gratification. Hashem fed him his own daughters, you could say. Self-gratification on the highest level is self-destruction. You have to learn to tone down, tame in our tithes, direct it for the right thing. Hashem wants us to enjoy this world with us, 100%. In the right way, the right oifin, not to destroy ourselves, not to become too involved in our tithes. And be'ez Hashem is brought for that. We'll come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The world will be a better place to live with Kadosh Baruch Hu. Be'ez Hashem is will look favorably upon us with Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's an unbelievable sign. I said to someone yesterday, and I'm ending Rabbi Yitzchak. I said to somebody yesterday, Lamaisa, unbelievable, they're cleaning up. A guy was telling me, I was speaking to a Talmud, he was telling me, you know, you don't realize the ramifications of this storm. Besides the actual destruct that we see, Lamaisa, his businesses, he said, you know, this business and that business, he's in the mortgage business. In the mortgage business now, who knows what's going to be, because every house doesn't have to be reevaluated and everything goes, who knows. And I was just saying, Stalin said, you know, and I said, yeah, the construction bills, I was just going back and forth, and the whole thing, and that's also part of the thing, who's going to get rich this year, who's going to get poor, that's also part of the thing, which business is it well. But the chutzpah that I was saying, you know, like, who says it, when he's saying, okay, it was the last time, it was 100 years ago, who says it can't happen again next week? I mean, homes again, and this and that. Next week, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, Chas V'Shalom, Lord, later, we shouldn't have any Chas V'Shalom, only good thing. But again, 2 weeks from now, they start building up again, start pumping out battery tunnels ready. You know, they pump it out, 7,000 firemen are pumping it out. They get it out, and all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, there it is again. I'm saying, Rachmanus on Lord, later, should never happen. This thing, snowstorms, and this, who says it can happen again? What's the thing? If you don't learn the lessons, I'm saying, for us ourselves, we have to know we're not there, this and that. It doesn't make a difference if I said. Person talked to the world now. He spoke to the world. And he taught us a lesson. We have to learn the lesson of Bosai. Work and not make the mistake of light. Hashem wants our hearts. Let's be like Bnei Avram Be'emes. And work that our hearts should be Achmon Oliva, our hearts should be dedicated to Abadu Hashem's Ratzon. As I'll say, if we mishabed our rotzim, the rotzim Hashem, Hashem will mishabed his rotzim to us, will bench us, and that's not for the whole to self. Amen.